United Nations gets an earful about persecution in the Middle East. Liberia is recovering from Ebola, but a new problem's emerging. And Family Christian Stores is putting action to words. These stories and more next in Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Today, the United Nations is hosting a summit on the greatest crisis in the modern age, namely the persecution of Christians. Global Advance's David Shibley agrees that the world is a more hostile place for the gospel today. However, it's not without precedent. His plans for this year's Frontline Shepherds Conferences?
I'm going to be sharing completely from the prison epistles written by Paul from prison, writing to those who were suffering persecution. But it's interesting to me that even though the New Testament writers mention the fact that they are being harassed and persecuted and some are even dying for the faith, they stayed focused on the mission at hand.
Persecution is Christianity 101, but we're not without recourse.
We can come to the Lord just as the early church did and ask that the evil intent of evil men would be stopped and squelched. And often the Lord answers that prayer.
Global Advance marks 25 years this year. At missionnews.org, you can find action points and details about the ministry. Next, the Islamic State and Boko Haram continue their aggression. IS has its sights set on the Middle East, while Boko Haram wants Nigeria. The two groups are leaving traumatized victims in their wake. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says trauma counseling is needed now more than ever.
The type of persecution that's happening is absolutely horrific. You know, maybe in past years we might see people thrown in jail for meeting together in a secret church. You know, now we're seeing extreme acts of violence.
Fuentes says thousands have been brutalized and killed by both groups. She says trauma counseling organized by local churches is making a difference.
They know their people best. They know the needs and they have a good feeling for the situation. But what's wonderful about our partners too is they're reaching out to non-believers, especially in Iraq and Syria.
Support Open Doors Counseling work through our website link. This is Mission Network News. The Ebola crisis in Liberia is subsiding, but another crisis is taking place. Food security is becoming a massive problem. Global Aid Network workers are strengthening the local churches and gathering resources for those suffering from the food shortages. Their gospel message of life in Christ resonates with the hurting they serve. They can't keep it up without your support, though. Visit our website for more information. Next, why in the world would a missionary need $6,000 a month? Well, when they're asking for support, there are no hidden costs. The money they raise isn't for salary. It's for housing, health insurance, taxes, retirement, and education for their kids, and a salary. According to Reach Global, people should never use the cost of sending missionaries as an excuse to no longer send them. While today's role of missionaries is changing a bit, the need isn't going away. For ways you can give to Reach Beyond and others, visit our website. And MNN's Katie Harth is wrapping up a series on business helping missions.
If you've always wanted to get involved in missions but could never go on a mission trip, here's your chance. Family Christian Stores is helping their partners, Pray America, fill a new warehouse in Guatemala with food supplies. Those supplies are going to be used in Pray America's feeding programs, where at-risk widows and orphans get to hear the gospel, often for the first time. Family Christian Steve Biondo says they need your help to fill the warehouse by Christmas.
It's really the body of Christ all doing the part that God has called them to. Donations from guests, we can aggregate those and then deliver that to a faith-based ministry who is making a difference in the lives of the K'iche' Mayans, feeding them both physically and spiritually for the sake of the kingdom.
Visit us online to learn more. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.